Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. My name is Carrington Harrison. Welcome into The Drive. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. So this is where I would like to begin the 5 o'clock hour before we do that. I'm really big on what does your Wikipedia page say. You guys know this. We have this conversation whenever we're talking Hall of Fame debates for certain players. And when you go on there and you're an athlete, if you look over on the right side, it says awards and highlights. It tells you everything that you have done in your professional career. I believe that you could make the argument that from ages 20 to 30, there has not been a more productive player in the National Football League, a more accomplished player in the National Football League than Patrick Mahomes. I mean, there's not too many other players that you would even put in the conversation. He's more accomplished than Brady was. Brady had 12 playoff wins by the time that he was 30 years old. Patrick Mahomes has 17 playoff wins. Honestly, the only other player that I'd be willing to even entertain the possibility that they were a more accomplished football player in their 20s is Jim Brown. Like, I know, different era, different position, all of those things. If you're going back and you're looking at it, I mean, Jim Brown won 3 MVPs in his 20s, was a 8-time first-team All-Pro in his 20s, went to the Pro Bowl every year, led the NFL in rushing his entire 20s. Like, that's really the only other player that I would even listen to the argument that they did more from 20 to 30 than Patrick Mahomes did. What we got a front row seat to witness is the most impressive run in the history of the National Football League. Now, to move the conversation forward, I think Mahomes has a chance at being the greatest quarterback of all time. I think it's going to be very difficult. I would say the negatives are going to be he already has maybe too many holes in his resume. Now, I can't argue with how you feel. If you feel Mahomes is better than Tom Brady, then you can go ahead and feel away. But I think that Tom Brady's resume, for the most part, is perfect. Sure, he has losses. Everybody has losses in their career, I guess, other than Michael Jordan. But, I mean, even when they lost, I mean, it was maybe the greatest upset in the history of the National Football League. The Giants then did it again. They then lost on one of the great trick plays in the history of the NFL. They never got blown out in the Super Bowl. Like, the Brady resume, there really isn't a lot of holes in it. Mahomes has a playoff loss to Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game. He got blown out in one Super Bowl. They got blown out again in the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not talking about this as a knock in terms of him being an all-time great. That's already being solidified. I'm talking about you having the argument of being number one at the top of the mountain for the greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. I just think that's going to be a very tough uphill battle. But, and I think you've got to leave room for this, Tom Brady was good enough that his 20s are a Hall of Fame career, his 30s are a Hall of Fame career, and his 40s are a Hall of Fame career. Just all of them individually. If he had retired at age 30, Tom Brady would be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'd look at him like he was Kurt Warner. If Tom Brady had retired, in his 30s, we feel the exact same way. This is what Tom Brady did from ages 30 to 40. They won 3 Super Bowls. He won MVP twice. He won Super Bowl MVP 2 times. They went to 5 Super Bowls. He was comeback player of the year. And oh yeah, they had an undefeated season while he was the quarterback during that time frame. So we all know this about Tom Brady. One of the reasons that we feel the way that we feel about Tom Brady is quite simply the longevity of all of it. That Brady basically was the best quarterback in the league from ages 23 to 39, maybe 40. And it was an incredible run of dominance that we saw from Tom Brady. But that's what you're up against if you were talking about being number one. I think at this point, Tom Brady has proven he is the undisputed heavyweight champion. We don't consider anybody else. It is not an argument. It is not a debate. Brady sits alone. What does Patrick Mahomes need to do over the next decade to put himself in that conversation? It has been out there. You need another handful of Super Bowls. You need another handful of appearances. By the time you get to 40, you got to be at 5 Super Bowls and 8 appearances, because that is the pace that Tom Brady was on when you guys were at the exact same age. He is already ahead of that pace in a lot of different ways, but that is the pathway if you want to do it and you want to go down to being the greatest quarterback of all time. I want to play a couple of audio pieces for you guys before we play the Patrick Mahomes interview. Here was Jason Kelce. He was on the New Heights podcast. Here he is talking about the tush push that is now under a microscope.
And they're going to be under a microscope moving forward. Everybody is going to be looking at this because of what happened, not just against you guys, but this first week too. Everybody's taking pictures of it. They're saying they're in the neutral zone. They're saying they're false starting because they slow it down to like 1,000 frames per second.
Yeah.
So they need to be very, very cautious because the calls are going to be starting to come, and they should be. Like once it's out there and there's video evidence, rightfully so, the officials are going to be.
That's what happens. Yeah. For those of you that don't understand how the NFL and these kind of plays work, whether it's, you know, a guy that tugs in routes, a guy that or wide receiver that uses his hands and uses his arms as levers.
Yeah.
If guys are doing something that's playing that line of legal or illegal on the field, it's like,
yes,
those tapes get sent into the NFL to review.
The official is 70 feet away on the sideline, and he's trying to look down a line and gauge sometimes inches, right? And see who's in the neutral zone, who's getting it off. It's a very tough play for him. I do not relish the difficulty of that. And then once you go on and you start putting this out on tape, like I guarantee the team that the Eagles are playing this week, they're throwing in all of these clips to the NFL.
It was just reported that Sunday's game between the Chiefs and the Eagles was the most watched non-Thanksgiving regular season football game in Fox history. They got 33 million people to watch that game. That's a big time. That's a big number. I think that's a major reason of why this conversation is happening. We all were watching on Sunday when these two teams play. Now, I think the question, and I think we're all wondering, is are the Eagles about to get Jawan Taylor? You remember, Jawan Taylor made his start. It was on the Thursday first game of the season. Chris Collinsworth makes an observation. He points it out. It becomes a point of emphasis the next week. And I would say he has never really recovered from that moment when just talking about how he's been officiated. There is no question that this has been the number one story in the National Football League this week. It's either been that or Tom Brady. It has been the tush push. What Philadelphia is doing, are they gaining an unfair advantage by it? So it is going to be something that people are going to watch. It is going to be a talking point. Are they going to officiate the play differently? And what does that mean for an overwhelming advantage that Philadelphia has over every other team? They are the best third and short, fourth and short team in the National Football League because of this play. What does that mean for the Eagles if they start calling this play drastically different? Because you call false start a couple of times on these plays, and it goes from third and one to third and six, it obviously drastically changes how you can move and maneuver when it comes to your offense. Rob, hit it!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He is QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He is a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10. Inside the 10, he dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Every Tuesday at 3:15, you can hear him right here with CDOT. Exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if you know this or not, but today is his 30th birthday. We started with happy birthday to Patrick, and we asked him, we know what you did for your 30th birthday. What did you do for your 21st birthday?
I'm pretty sure my 21st birthday, I had a football game in college. I don't remember exactly who we played, but hopefully we won. So I'll have to look back on it and see if we won that game.
Yeah, I mean, you guys didn't have any kind of celebration or something? You didn't do something before or after the game?
I honestly don't even remember, man. I've always found it hard to celebrate my birthday just being in football season, especially early in football season. So most times I just try to celebrate it in the off season or just kind of like a dinner or something with Brittany.
Have you had any chance to just kind of reflect on how much your life has changed since that 21st birthday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super grateful for just everything that I've kind of experienced in life. I mean, I've had great people around me in my family and friends, and obviously had a great run here in Kansas City. And so it's been a lot of fun these last 9 years, I guess that would be, until I was 30. But let's make it another 10 to 15 more.
So we were having some bets around the office on how you prefer your steak to get cooked. Some people were saying well done, and I was like, not my guy. Pat's not getting his steak cooked well done. On Sunday, whenever you guys ate, tell me what you ordered.
I got the Wagyu meatballs, and then I ate a little bit of the chicken just as like kind of an appetizer, and then we got some of the ribeye. And so I do get my steak. I get my steak medium. I can do medium. I did medium rare for a long time, but now I'm just a medium guy, and I feel like no matter where you go, you can get a good medium steak.
Okay, that's good to hear. That's how I get mine. I get my medium rare, medium, depending on where I am, so I'm happy to know that you and I are on the same page there. For sides, what do you usually get? Are you a mac and cheese, a mashed potato guy? What are you getting for sides?
It kind of depends. You know, sometimes I will do the mac and cheese and, like, the french fries and stuff like that. But, like, the other night, just kind of chilling with, like, the broccolini and the mashed potatoes and not eating too heavy knowing that I got a football game coming up.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Today is actually the grand opening for your steakhouse. How excited are you for the public to get an opportunity to go?
I'm super excited. You know, they had the kind of the soft opening this last week, and from everything, I mean, I wasn't really there a lot, but from everything I could tell, it went really well, and people had great feedback. as far as their experiences there. And so I'm just excited for Kansas City to have this place that I think a lot of people will love, and I get great food and great community, and get to be together at another place in Kansas City than call their own.
You've done a lot before your 30th birthday. You have a very successful foundation that has done a lot for kids in the area. You opened up a steakhouse. You've elevated the brand for your university. You've been able to accomplish a lot of things. Do you have things that you want to accomplish in your 30s? What are some of your personal goals?
As far as off the field, I think I just want to be the best dad and the best husband that I can be. Like, it's being able to go home every single day and see those kids and the smiles on their face. I want to continue to just be a great example for them and for the rest of the community as well. And so there's nothing like that I've set out and I'm trying to do this or do that. I just want to do whatever I can to give back to the community that's given me so much and hopefully win a lot of Super Bowls on the field.
I know you don't like talking about yourself, but today is just kind of a day of reflection. I have to tell you some of the things that you have accomplished. You have won 3 Super Bowls. You have been the MVP of all of those Super Bowls. You won the MVP in the NFL multiple times. You've been a 6-time Pro Bowler. You guys have been to 7 AFC championship games. Could you imagine that you would have done all of this prior to the age of 30?
No, probably not. You know, like I focus so much on the day and trying to get better that day. And coming out of college and at Texas Tech, I knew that I'd put up a lot of stats, but I wanted to learn how to win and to win consistently. And I got blessed to come to Kansas City with Coach Reed and all these great players around me, and they taught me how to win. They taught me how to push to be even better every single day, and it helped elevate my game and elevate me to be a better role model, a better leader. And I just try to embrace that, knowing that it doesn't last forever, but it's been a lot of fun, and we'll keep pushing it to get even better every single year.
Last reflective question, at least about your career, and we'll move to the present day. You have 17 playoff wins before you turned 30 years old. Tom Brady had 12 playoff wins by the time he was 30 years old. Have you thought about the pace you were on by when we look at this thing a decade from now, where you could potentially be?
Yeah, but you have to keep up with it. I mean, I think that's what makes Tom so great, is that he continued to do it year in and year out for 20 years. I mean, he kept just being at the top of the game, and that comes with a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication. And so I try to do that. Even times like right now when it's not going well, I still put in the work, knowing that if you put in the work, usually good things happen. And so it speaks to his greatness that he was able to do it for 20 straight years, a little over 20 years. And so I'll just continue to work extremely hard and get myself the opportunity to go out there and win as many games as possible.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's get to this week. Let's look ahead. You guys are 0-2. What is the sense of urgency that you feel heading into Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I mean, it's a high sense of urgency. You know, going up against this team, I mean, this is a team that has played 2 good football games as well, and they've kind of been similar to us, where they've kind of come up short just a little bit, but they have a lot of great football players, and this will be their home opener, so it'll be a great environment playing at the Giants Stadium at MetLife, and they'll be hungry too. So it's going to be 2 teams that are very hungry, that are trying to get that win on the board to get their seasons back on track. And so it's a high sense of urgency, knowing we got to play our best football, play better than we played these first 2 weeks.
It feels crazy to use this term in September, but do you consider Sunday Night Football to be must-win for you guys?
I never, until it's like playoffs or it's like you win and go home, I never say must-win. But, I mean, it's an important football game, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's being 0-2 is one thing, but being 0-3, I mean, it's tough to come back and make the playoffs and get to where you want to be at. And so we feel this sense of urgency here, knowing that we got to play better as a full team. I mean, I feel like the first game offensively we played pretty good, second game we played bad, and it kind of flipped on the defensive side of the football. And so for us, we got to come together as a team. You know, we got to continue to put in the work, but come together as a team on game day and play our best football on game day to get a win and get our season back on track.
This is along that same vein, but I'm sure you've heard the stat by now, and it is a stat that is going to be drilled into you guys' head over the next couple of days. Since expanding the playoffs, there have been 41 teams that have started 0-2. Only 5 of those teams have made the postseason. You guys obviously have championship DNA. Nobody is counting you guys out, but how do you guys dig yourself out of the hole that you guys have created these first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think you just got to focus on the now and what we can do. And today, that's having the best practice that we can have and preparing ourselves for this game that we're playing this weekend. And everything's still in front of us. You know, we know that we haven't played our best football these first 2 weeks, but if we play the way that we think we can play, we can win a lot of football games. And so come to work every single day and kind of just get after it and continue to get better and better and try to go out there and stack some wins as the season goes along. And by the end of the season, give yourself a chance to be in the playoffs and go out there and win those games as well.
One stat has jumped out to me. You actually lead quarterback in rushing yards. You have 123 so far this season. No other quarterback in the league has 100 yards rushing. Are you running more out of necessity this year? Are you seeing more in the defense? What has led to you taking off more this season?
Yeah, I think just kind of the flow of the game. Just get, when defenses are playing some of the man coverages, they're really focusing on stopping guys down the field. And so when they do that, if they get out of the rush lane, just kind of opened up for me to be able to run. But that's something that I've always had. I obviously just used it a little bit more these last 2 weeks, but I'm going to do whatever it takes to win at the end of the day. And I don't call myself necessarily a running quarterback, but I can do enough to move the chains. And so I'm just excited for us to continue to evolve as an offense and get even better.
Obviously, this is something that you have to be mindful of. How are you going to try to manage those hits on your body, the potential extra wear and tear for a long football season?
I always prepare my body for it, you know. I mean, there's obviously I try not to take the big hits and get down when I can in space and stuff like that. But if you're getting hit in the pocket or out of the pocket, you're taking hits throughout a season, so you have to prepare your body for that. And so that's stuff I do all off season and do during the season as well, just to prepare my body for a tough NFL season, just like everybody else.
We've talked about you being the villain in certain aspects. You mentioned the home opener for the Giants or going on the road in Sunday Night Football. Everything is kind of against you in that. What is it like to go into those environments looking to leave with the W?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough. Don't get me wrong, but it's always a great opportunity to go in there and kind of build that memory with your teammates of being having to come together and win these big games and these big moments on Sunday Night Football and stuff like that. And so I think that's stuff that can help build character for a team throughout the entire season, knowing that you're not always going to get to play at Arrowhead and get to have that home crowd behind you. You have to learn how to come together as a team, and makes you closer as a team as the season goes on.
I'll get you out of here with these last handful of questions. You obviously are very familiar with New York. Your dad played for the New York Mets. What memory do you have of New York as a kid?
I think my best memory is the Subway Series. I mean, I think that was always something that was really cool. And then being able to go and see the Statue of Liberty as a kid was something that stuck in my brain. And so I had a lot of great memories there. My dad was playing great baseball and playing in National League Championship Series versus the Braves and Subway Series versus the Yankees. And so it was a lot of fun times. And I was about 5, 6, 7 years old. And so that was like right when I could really start remembering stuff.
During the Kingdom, they showed these highlights of you hitting home runs as a kid. When was the last time that you saw those clips? I had never seen that video before.
I hadn't seen him in a long time, and for me, I just heard the stories, you know, like with your dad or your grandpa or whoever, they always tell you stories, and half the time you're like, I don't know if I really believe what they're saying, but my dad had always told me that exact story, and so to see it on the home video that my mom found, I don't know where she found it at, it was cool because it just showed that all those stories my dad was telling me about me as a kid and his time in New York were all true.
I mean, you should have known right then and there that you were going to be really athletic, because I'm sitting there watching like, I don't know if you're supposed to be this age being able to hit that far.
I always thought I was a baseball player, man. I grew up in it, and I learned so much of it. But looking back now, it was really cool.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready for Sunday Night Football. Pat, again, happy birthday, man. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. We had to move the interview. It will now be on Wednesday. So if you were expecting it on Tuesday, they have called an audible on us. It will be Wednesdays at the usual time. Happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes. He's certainly accomplished a lot in his first 30 years, and I think we all are very excited to see what he can do from 30 to age 40. Rob, do you plan on watching the Royals again before the end of the season?
No. Not intently. I might be on, but I'm not like going to lock in the same way I would. Are you? You didn't go out there last night for Dollar Dog Night, so I think you're done.
I think I'm done for the rest of the season. I don't know if they'll let me back in after the last time I went to the Royals game. I feel like I've already had my season finale at Kauffman Stadium. I don't think they want me back out there. I had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys did as well. We'll talk to you guys after the Royals game tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.